other things. So, you know, I'm in the Hamptons. So now Friday night, I go to Almond, gay night.
Okay, I want to hear. Yes, you have been meeting. I mean, the who's
there's
who.
There's a lot going on. Listen, I'm keeping tabs on. Well, of course, this is like, you know, Memorial Day weekend, and it's like the first weekend in the Hamptons, really. And of course, at Almond Gay Night is the one and only Mr. Andrew Cohn sitting there.
Okay, keep
going. Let me tell you. I mean, you could ask questions if you would like. Let me tell you something. First of all, not that he needs to care, because he doesn't, but Andy Cohn don't give a fuck. Like, he is... These girls, and by girls, I mean the boys, are like dressed to the nines. Like, Andy is in like a pullover light blue Grateful Dead hoodie on like a Friday.
Oh my God, that's my dream, right? So basically what you're saying is everybody there is snatched looking great. And Mr. Cohen is just like a disheveled mess, right? Like, doesn't care. The sweatshirt looks like it could smell. It looks like there's some mustard stains from the children. It's kind of gross. Like, yeah.
100. And does it matter? Is there anybody in this bar right now that does not want to drop to their knees for Daddy Cohn? I mean, like, Andy Cohn can walk out and say, line up. And you can all just stay on your knees. And at the end of that experience, I'll choose who is going to come move into my house. And I guarantee you there'd be a line out the door. So it doesn't really matter. But yes, there is a sweatshirt that looks like it smells from the kids and hair disheveled. And yes, I have a newborn. Now, mind you, some could say...
He does have a newborn. He does. I mean,
what are you... But some could say, what are you doing there trying to get dick when you have your newborn at home? I'm not saying that. I'm just saying other people in the bar that night said that. You know, but Daddy Cohn was there at his table holding court, best table in the house. I mean, there were literally like 250. It was packed.
Wait a minute. Now, Andy come in with an entourage? Or was it just Andy and a friend?
Daddy Cohn was sitting when I got there. There was a mini entourage. Mini.
Now, do we think Daddy Cohn is dating somebody, or do we think Daddy Cohn is there on the hunt?
I think Daddy Cohn gets lots of dick. And I don't think Daddy Cohn is dating anyone. No.
Really?
I don't think so.
Wait, is Anderson Cooper booed up? I mean, he had a longtime partner, right? And then they split.
I don't think so. I think Anderson Cooper's on the market too, and he will be at Almond on Friday nights too. So I will be keeping my eyes open for some tea on that. Don't leave me alone at Almond, because I observe Daddy Cohn. I'm observing you. I got to talk to the Behind the Velvet Rope guests. Listen, and I was there with Rachel Yucatel. That was she's my buddy.
The queen. I can't wait to meet her. She is one of your friends. I want to, like, I just, you know, whatever. I'm obsessed with Sugar Baby.
Originally, you know, people know her. No, people know her from her ties to Tiger. I mean, sorry, Rachel. That's just, that's the facts.
Look, I am obsessed with an era when people were tabloid, you know, like, just like, they were on the front pages of the tabloids for all the time. And there was just a period of time she was, and she's very stunning. She's beautiful. And I bet she's a very stunning woman in real life. And she just dominated the National Enquirer and People magazine for so, and I read every single thing about her. I was just like, cause you know, Tiger Woods, no one ever thought that Tiger Woods cheated on his beautiful, perfect little blonde wife. Meanwhile,
well,
he was doing the Oxy.
Rachel, you could tell.
Yeah, I know. He was getting...
Well, yes. So,
anyway,
I mean,
I
was there with her. And so then she was like, I mean, I didn't even see Andy. She's the one that saw Andy. And I was like, okay. Then I think it was Don Lemon from NBC was there.
Oh, okay. That's pretty good.
She went and talked to him. I didn't talk to him. Someone tapped me on the shoulder and said, you're behind the Velvet Rope. So I said, yeah, I have one listener out of these 250 gay men here. Hello, welcome.
Yeah.
We like that. And then what else? That was really, do you know who was also at Almond?
Who?
Was Simon Huck, who is Kourtney Kardashian's best friend.
Yes. And he's recently married.
He is recently married, and let me tell you, he just really, sweetie, he just happened to be standing near like Andy's table all night. I'm like, honey, if you circle the table long enough, like Daddy Cohn is not inviting you to sit down. But he was there. There was no Kourtney Kardashian in sight, because then David would have woken up from the deep sleep and been excited. Like,
you weren't Simon Hawk.
Simon and Daddy Cone, whatevs. But I was with Rachel. No, if Courtney was there, then I would have had my heart stop beating for a second. But what was I going to say? Rachel did not think the guys that Daddy Cone were sitting with were cute. I didn't think they were so bad. So I thought they were kind of cute, to be honest with you.
Sounds good to me. Yeah.
So that's that. Then, so that was the, listen, there's nothing really more to say. I saw Daddy have two drinks and then that was it. But you know, same table and he's there. So I'm going to be watching out and did not give a fuck what he looked like. Just like literally, like I just literally don't give a fuck.
I love it. That's true celebrity. And I mean, I like one of the biggest stars I ever met was Adam Levine. And he smelled like he had just rolled out of an attic. Like, do you know when you like back in the day when you were a kid or whatever, and you would throw all your laundry? Okay, that, yeah. Or when you had no clean clothes, but you wanted to wear like this t-shirt and you would pull it out of the laundry and it just had this mildewy smell to it. And you thought, fuck it, I'm going to wear it anyway. I mean, that was Adam Levine to a T and never gave a rip. But I mean, huge star.
Well, Adam Levine is also fucking hot as hell.
Oh, but he was gorgeous in real life too. But it means he stunk. I mean, he smelled, but I just picture Andy Cohen smelling that same way. And then it's like, they didn't care. He didn't care.
I don't think it matters.
He didn't give a shit.
Then the next day I go to this event. It's like, it was like a thing. I have a friend who's like connected to it. Eva Longoria wants to basically be the next George Clooney. She's launching. It's launched like 6 months ago, her own tequila line.
Okay. Okay.
And there was an event at a house, which was not hers, but it was with Eva. Eva was just, okay. I mean, this is when I say event, this was like 25, maybe 30 people. So it's like, I mean, I figured like Eva Longoria is not going to be at this. Then you walk in and she's right there and you're like, well, she's not going to stay here. She was there the entire time. It was supposed to be a private performance by Paris Jackson.
What? Oh my yes. God, I would have freaked out about that too. Like,
mind you, I walked in the house and Paris Jackson was like literally the first person I saw by walking in was Paris Jackson.
I'm on a customer service kick right now. Customer service means so much to me. And Uplift Desk has a 4.9 Google rating on their customer service and thousands of 5-star reviews. Oh my God, sign me up. Actually, I already own their stuff, so I'm here. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS right now to save 5% off your entire order. This company is so customer service based. You can do everything by customizing the color, the type of top material you want for your desk. Shman has their standing desk and I have their ergonomic Invoke chair, which I love. My foot pain has gone away. My back pain has gone away from using their products. Go and check them out. If you've never heard of them, you're about to fall in love. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS for 5% off your order. That's upliftdesk.com to get 5% off your entire order with the promo code TSFS. Are you trying to lose weight and keep it off for good? If you were like me, I have done every fad diet under the sun, and I started dieting when I was just 12 years old. I gained and lost 150 pounds from the ages of 12 to 28 when I finally got off the yo-yo dieting train. Well, if I had known of Dr. Aplin and MyOptimalBody.com, my life would have been a lot easier, and I would have resolved my weight issues without doing drugs like Ozempic. Fine if you're on them, but if they're not working for you or you don't want to try them, MyOptimalBody.com has incredible success rates. Go to their website, check out their reviews, and see people who have had lasting weight loss change. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment plus a free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for their customized plan. Again, that's MyOptimalBody.com. To request an appointment. Go there now and let me know what you think. Are you trying to conceive? Have you tried a lot of things, don't know a reliable supplement to take? Well, I'm introducing you to You Natural. It's spelled EU Natural. They're on Amazon, and they have a conception for her formula and a conception for him, which, by the way, has over 23,000 five-star reviews on Amazon, and now I'm taking it. Very easy to take because, you know, sometimes multivitamins are tough. Well, this one is awesome, has a great vanilla flavor. I take it with food. And right now, when you go to Amazon and you buy any You Natural product or their bundle, put in the code Fraser20, get 20% off. I'm so excited for you guys to be on this journey with me to conceive, and this can give you the extra boost that you need. So order right now. Check out EU You Natural on Amazon and use code Fraser20 to get 20% off their conception bundle or your entire order. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off the conception bundle with the promo code Fraser, F-R-A-S-E-R-2-0, Fraser20. Is Paris Jackson beautiful in real life too?
She's beautiful, but honey, she just, like, she was with her boyfriend in all black. Mind you, this is like during the day in the Hamptons in the summer. Like, I don't know what this guy is wearing, all black, like black jeans. But I mean, Paris was not feeling it and like pouting around. Paris was pouting around. And then the PR person that I know was like, yeah, you know, like Paris isn't going to perform. And mind you, I assume that Eva's company, paying for this. Yeah, no, I think Paris still got her money and she just wasn't interested in performing and just left within like probably, she was there for probably 20 minutes that I was there and then just left. And I'm like, I don't know what type of clause that is. Like you get half of it, but I think she still got paid a bunch. Can you imagine just, you're not in the mood. She just was like in a bad mood.
No, I think it's not good. And that only lasts for so long, I think, in Hollywood. So I'm a little surprised.
Eva was amazing. Like Eva was just so nice.
Get it, girl. I love it. Okay. What if, oh my God, David Yontef. I mean, my weekend consisted of seeing Dane Cook at the Laugh Factory. And you've been Daddy Cohen. I mean, please, my weekend was nothing compared to that. Oh, and I did run into Jack Black, but minus that.
That's not bad.
He was very nice on the
street. I also went on a date with some like big Hollywood, but yeah, listen, I mean, a date is, I've gone on like 100 dates since I've been here, FYI.
What? My God, you've been busy.
Listen, it's a good scene out here. It's good pedigree. You know what I say. I either want young and hot or age appropriate and like really wealthy. But yeah. I mean, I don't know.
Okay, so what are you getting so far?
I'm going to be alone forever. So don't everyone think that's an obnoxious statement.
Okay, and who are you leaning towards? Like, what is the Hampton serving? Young and hot, or are they serving more age appropriate?
It's more age appropriate and like wealthy. Okay. But you know, it's again, I sniff. So like, I went out with some like big wig from E. I'm just like, who's like an agent? I'm just like, can you book people on my podcast? Like, I just really like. I mean, so I didn't really, maybe this is why I'm single, but I didn't really say that, but I mean, at some point I said it during this dinner. I'm like, well, who do you got? Like, what do you got for me here? Doesn't work at E anymore. You was in charge of Seacrest, look, I talk a big game, but it's so hard to be like a person that just sells out for money. It's so hard. Like you have to be with them and listen to them and like really hang in there for like 20, 50, like the money is not yours until the person leaves the world. And that's a long time possibly.
Look, when you marry and date for money, you work for it every single day. Do not fool yourself listening, thinking like, oh, I'm going to get with somebody rich and it's going to be so easy. The people I know who are with people for money, they work for it every day. I know one woman, she lives this grandiose life. I mean, she's young, she's beautiful. She has $20,000 shopping sprees. She has to have phone sex with her fiance. I mean, this guy wants phone sex. He doesn't want real sex. It doesn't matter where he is. He wants to get on a phone.
Well, that's not so bad.
Okay, but he's a sex addict who wants it every day. She has a child. I mean, can you imagine?
I mean, is this video phone sex? Because you could just have phone. I could have phone sex with you right now and just dial it in and fake it. I mean, That's not so bad. That's a lot better than having sex with someone that, like,
God,
you're not interested in.
I'm sorry, but like if he gets up in the morning and you guys are there and he doesn't want to have physical sex with you, he wants to get into his Porsche in the garage and get dial you in. It's just like, this is so fucking weird. I mean, at what point it's like,
Listen, people are
no.
just, yeah, so I don't know. But
No.
this guy was, I don't know, he was fine. He was fine. But here we are.
Here we are.
So that's that. And then before we go, I heard a rumor.
Ooh, well, dish.
Oh, and by the way, we'll save my rumor for next time. By the way, you know who was also at the gay bar at Almond on Friday night? I forgot. Now, I'm not saying that this means you're gay because I was with Rachel. So Rachel's straight. Rachel's a straight woman. And I'm sure there were straight men there. So I'm not outing this person because doesn't mean you're gay just because you're there. But you know who was there? The one, the only Brooks Marks. Little Brooksy boy was there. Little
Brooks.
Brooksy. I mean, I Brooks has never come out. Brooks isn't out yet. Like,
And there's a
he's
lot of
not.
controversy about that. You know, obviously Meredith Marks from Real Housewives of Salt Lake City,
Is a
her
huge
son.
ally, huge ally.
Never come out. I mean, well, what are you going to say about that? I mean, they made a very big stink about that on, this past season that, he's never talked to even Meredith and her husband about his sexuality, let alone. I mean, what can you comment about that except
I think
for.
people question, I mean, look, there's a lot of things to question these days: sexuality, binary, non-binary pronouns, gender. So like you don't know what someone's going through, but like Brooksy was there
All right.
and him and his friend didn't really stay. They were like, this is so fucking busy. I'm like, welcome to, the Hamptons in the summer. I'm a more it literally, I mean, even when we went there, and we, mind you, I wouldn't have gone there. It's every Friday at Almond, it's gay night, but I wouldn't have gone there. Rachel was the one who was like, I'm like, just come to SAG. We'll go to like the hotel bar. We'll just have a martini. She's like, well, shouldn't we go to Almond? I'm like, you don't have to ask me twice to go to like the gay night at Almond. But I figured it was quiet. It was like the first night, it's May. I figured there would be kind of busy. Oh, no.
It
I
was
got out of this
slammed.
Uber and I'm like, people were like outside. I was like, there was literally 250 people there. So when Mr. Marks Brooks did not want to stay because it was so busy, and they've kind of like, I was like, I don't blame you. Rachel has a way of getting what she wants, and mine somehow got us a bar space. And I'm like, we're just gonna stand here because, like, I mean, we have space at the bar now. I don't know how you did that one. Rachel gets what she wants,
Oh, well,
guys.
she's like,
Rachel.
she's stunning. She's tall. She's beautiful. I mean, there's just people that you walk into a restaurant or whatever, and they're like, they just command attention, because they have that look. She to me comes off as a person that has that look.
She's gorgeous, literally.
Did you already say this part? But Brooks has been on your show. So did you and Brooks have a conversation and he just said, oh, hi, bye, or you didn't speak? You just saw one another.
It's we said hi. I mean, when I tell you like a conversation with anybody, I
Oh, was
mean, it was
difficult. Okay.
like, yeah, 250 people packed, be like, you couldn't even like, you barely like, I literally was like, I don't even know if I should get a martini until we got the bars. I was like, how am I gonna drink a martini? Like, I
Right.
mean, I would have got like, it was that, like, you couldn't even take the drink and put it to your lips. It was so crowded. It was
Got
like,
it, got it, got it.
in it was insane.
Got it. Okay. Brooks Marks, everybody. All
So
right.
there you go.
Well, Mr. Yontif, I mean,
Yes.
I feel like that is a lot. We've covered a lot that's going on in the Bravo universe. I think this was good.
We covered a lot. Everyone could always find me Behind the Velvet Rope on Apple and Spotify, or you can listen to follow me on Instagram at Behind Velvet Rope. And where can we find you?
Yeah, right. It's at the Sarah Fraser Show. You guys know I love TikTok. I'm all over TikTok. Sarah Fraser Show, everywhere podcasts are played. And I follow my dear friend David Yontif's lead, and I put out shows 7 days a week. So tons of Sarah content.
Oh my God. It's not always fun, is
Nonstop.
it?
No, it's
It's not
work. It's a
always
lot of
fun.
work. It's a lot of work. I just talked to somebody about
Ugh.
launching a podcast, and I was telling them all the things that I was doing. And then halfway through, they said, you can stop right there. I know I'm never going to do any of this.
Rachel, well, R Rachel wants me to do a podcast with her, a whole second show. And it sounds great. And, you know, I'm going to get money for, I don't get out of bed for free, sweetheart. Come on.
Sure.
I mean, I'd rather be in bed with a martini all day. So I was like, I just, as much as I like, when, and like nobody understands this, and she has another business guy involved. And I'm like, I don't think anybody understands. Like, this is the time the day starts, and this is the time the day, like, when am I going to run Rachel Yucatel's podcast? Like, and then I started having a breakdown. So much money, and then I had another sip of the drink, and then I'm like, I would be a billionaire if I could fucking clone myself, but I can't.
Yes.
And then I just had a complete breakdown and got drunk, and I'm like, you're all fucking stressing me out because I have no time, okay?
That too. All right, David, I love you. We'll see you soon.
Love you much. See you next
Bye.
Week.
Bye.